Report, Marianne Williamson preparing 2024 primary challenge against Joe Biden. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on December 22, 2022. Marianne Williamson, a former 2020 Democrat presidential candidate, is preparing to launch a primary challenge against President Joe Biden's expected 2024 re-election campaign, according to reports. PUC News's Tara Palmieri reported that Williamson spoke out against corporate Democrats and the need to challenge Biden during a party in Los Angeles last month. Williamson has already put out feelers to donors, according to Palmieri's sources. Further, Williamson has secured an exploratory committee campaign tab on Act Blue, the top Democrat fundraising apparatus. As Palmieri reported, she has visited New Hampshire, South Carolina, and Iowa, before the decision to nix Iowa from the primary lineup. She's already trying to build an operation in South Carolina where staffers are reaching out to former Bernie Sanders alumni to see if they're game. Williamson declined to comment. Although Biden has not officially launched his re-election campaign, he has consistently signaled that he plans to seek re-election in 2024. The Biden family fully supports a 2024 re-election campaign, a senior White House adviser recently told Fox News. As the president has said, he intends to run for re-election, the senior adviser said. That is something both Dr. Biden and the family fully support. Biden is expected to make his decision in the coming weeks, according to White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain. I expect it shortly after the holidays, Klain said of Biden's decision to run for re-election. But I expect the decision will be to do it. Currently, the only declared candidate running in 2024 is former President Donald Trump. Williamson will be placed in an unusual position if she follows through and launches a primary campaign against the incumbent Democrat president. However, reports about her 2024 campaign come amid declining Democrat support for Biden. A recent USA Today/Suffolk University poll found that the amount of Democrats who want Biden to run for a second term has fallen from 45% down to 40%. That poll also found that less than a quarter of Americans, 23%, want to see him run for re-election in 2024. Biden's declining numbers in the poll, taken 1 month after the midterm elections, comes after several Democrat politicians refused to say if they would support a Biden 2024 candidacy when questioned on the midterm campaign trail. Moderate Democrats like Senator Joe Manchin, DWV, to progressive firebrands like Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, have all stayed silent on Biden's 2024 hopes. Jake, I'm not getting involved in any election right now. 2022, 2024. I'm not speculating on it, Manchin told CNN in July. We'll cross that bridge when we get to it, Ocasio-Cortez told CNN in June. If the president has a vision and that's something we're all willing to entertain and examine when the time comes, we should endorse when we get to it. We'll take a look at it. Other Democrats, like Pennsylvania Senator-elect John Fetterman, have refrained from calling on Biden to run for office again. Fetterman dodged the question about Biden's 2024 hopes by saying the decision to run for president again lies with Biden alone. It's up to his choice whether he runs, and if he does choose to run, I would absolutely support him. But ultimately that's his choice, Fetterman said during a debate with Mehmet Oz. In the 2020 cycle, Williamson did not make it to the Democrat primaries. Instead, she suspended her campaign in January 2020 amid Democrat National Committee changes to the debate threshold, making it harder for her to qualify for the debates. She went on to endorse Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders' failed candidacy in February 2020. Jordan Dixon Hamilton is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at DixonHamilton@Breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter.